This is Arkies in the Beltway, a look at national politics and the Arkansans influencing the discussions. I'm Alex Thomas, Washington correspondent for the Arkansas Democratic Gazette, reporting from the nation's capital. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of June 16th, 2024. Another step made in Congress's attempt to pass a farm bill this year, U.S. Senator John Bozeman releasing the Republican framework of the next legislative package more than a month after his Democrat colleagues made their overview public. Bozeman is the top Republican on the Senate Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee. The farm bill is a legislative package covering multiple programs affecting nutrition assistance, agriculture, and rural development. Congress typically passes a new farm bill on a five-year cycle, reviewing and updating programs at these times. Lawmakers planned action on getting a new farm bill done last year, kicking the deadline to September 30th of this year. Bozeman of Rogers says he hopes with the release of both Senate plans, the committee can complete its work on a farm bill proposal.
We hope that we can build on getting this out, build some momentum so we can actually get a five-year farm bill passed and quit having these one-year extensions.
The House Agriculture Committee approved its version of the farm bill last month, with most committee Democrats opposed to that legislation. Representative Rick Crawford of Jonesboro is a member of that committee. Bozeman has emphasized a proposal that he says puts more farm in the farm bill, as evidenced with updates to commodity prices and insurance programs. The senator contending the most recent farm bill approved in 2018 used 2012 data. Dan Wright, president of the Arkansas Farm Bureau with a poultry operation in Waldron, says it's harder for producers to make ends meet with outdated information.
You can imagine, you know, if somebody's working at a plant or something, they lose their job. They know they won't get another one for a year. You need a safety net. Well, farmers and ranchers are the same way. They can lose their crop, and they don't have anything coming in for another year.
There are sticking points in finalizing a new farm bill. Democrats are opposed to changes preventing executive action adjusting SNAP benefits, as well as reallocating Inflation Reduction Act funds to current conservation programs. The Farm Bill's nutrition title, which includes SNAP, is expected to make up more than 80% of spending in the next farm bill. The Department of Agriculture reevaluated benefits in 2021, increasing maximum monthly purchasing power by 21%. Maricela Garcia serves as the Race Equity Director for Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, whose mission focuses on policies affecting the state's youth. She says that percentage seems large, but it's important to remember how change impacts families when they buy food.
The grocery store is the in-between that's causing that difference, because they can set the price where they want, and it makes it really hard then for people to buy fresh produce if, you know, a bag of apples is $8 or something compared to maybe frozen or canned or whatever the case may be.
Back to Bozeman, he has developed a strong relationship with Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow, who leads the Senate Agriculture Committee. Bozeman says both senators, as well as House Agriculture Committee leadership, want to pass a farm bill during this Congress.
I just want to get it done. And so, and I really feel like my partners in this, my Democrat partners, my Republican partners, also feel the same way.
There is not a timetable for when the Senate Agriculture Committee will consider any sort of legislative text. Stabenow saying last Tuesday, now's the time to build on common ground and pass a new farm bill. An Arkansas lawyer appearing before one Senate committee addressing allegations of abuse and neglect involving children at residential treatment facilities. The Senate Finance Committee holding a hearing last Wednesday covering these centers, which promised to provide health services to children in need. But Reagan Stanford, the abuse and neglect managing attorney for Disability Rights Arkansas, says the current model fails to help patients and instead promotes a dangerous environment with detrimental, long-lasting effects.
The word that most comes to mind when I think of time I have spent monitoring these facilities is chaos.
The hearing coincided with the release of a 135-page report detailing allegations of mistreatment at residential treatment facilities, including some in Arkansas. The findings represent nearly 2 years of work by the committee. The facilities are supported with federal funds. Medicaid and other programs allow states to administer child welfare activities. Oregon Senator Ron Wyden serves as the Senate Finance Committee's chairman. He says facilities and the national corporations that manage these centers prioritize profit over care.
There are endless examples of sexual, physical, and verbal abuse, improper restraint and seclusion on young children, unsafe and unsanitary conditions, and even a total lack of provision of behavioral health care. Unfortunately, it seems more often than not, abuse and neglect is the norm at these facilities.
Sanford says the centers are not delivering the best care possible, and there is a clear pattern that shows the current system failing to help children in need. Sanford addressing Wyden during the hearing.
I would say it's very widespread that we see instances of abuse and neglect in the way of failure to prevent violence among peers.
So would it be fair to say that serious problems at these facilities are not isolated incidents?
Yes, that'd be very fair to say.
Disability Rights Arkansas has monitored 13 residential treatment facilities in the natural state. The committee report notes one facility, the Piney Ridge Treatment Center in Fayetteville, had 110 restraints and seclusions of children over a 30-day period. Acadia Healthcare, who owns the center, told the committee that some children were restrained a couple of times a day. Sanford says Piney Ridge is not an outlier when it comes to the treatment of patients.
The conditions at Piney Ridge Treatment Center several years ago were absolutely appalling, and they were operating with full knowledge of Acadia Healthcare, and now they have improved. They have improved recently, but it took years and years of sustained pressure and pressure that had to come from outside that was not going to come inside from Acadia executives.
In a statement to the Democrat Gazette, an Acadia Healthcare spokesperson described the stories mentioned in the report as heartbreaking, adding the company has taken steps to improve its services. Wyden said during the hearing, Congress should address the issues surrounding residential treatment centers during the current legislative session. All four of Arkansas's members in the House of Representatives opposing the Department of Veterans Affairs policy allowing the display of pride flags. The department authorizing the flags to be flown at facilities across the country during June, recognized widely as Pride Month, to honor the more than 1 million LGBTQ+ veterans and their families. The Arkansans writing a letter Friday to Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough, saying the policy is an expression of a political leaning. That letter, on the heels of Representative Bruce Westerman of Hot Springs issuing another letter challenging the flag being flown outside of the Little Rock Veterans Hospital.
It is political. It's representing a belief system in LGBTQ so-called rights, which if somebody wants to fly the flag, go fly it, but don't do it on a public facility. This purpose is supposed to be to take care of veterans' health.
As the House continues working through the appropriations process, Republicans have approved language limiting the kinds of flags displayed at VA facilities. That same appropriations measure, covering military construction and veterans' affairs, additionally states no federal funds in that bill can be used for gender-affirming care. The Biden administration opposes the spending measure as is, citing in part these policies and the possible impact on LGBTQ+ people. And that'll do it for this edition of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of June 16th, 2024. You can stay up to date with all news involving Arkansas at arkansasonline.com. You can get in touch with me on social media. My handle is at Alex House Thomas. Special thanks to the team down in Little Rock. I'm Alex Thomas, and this has been Arkies in the Beltway. Thanks for listening.